Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council study session for Monday, September 13th, 2010. The first item on our agenda is to convene an executive session. Mr. Brady, do you want to go ahead and do that first and then we'll come back? Or do you want to go over the agenda first? Depends upon staff that's here and, or is it six one, half a dozen the other?
Staff, are you going to leave after this or are you going to go back more diligently or are you just going to sit here and talk?
What are we going to do? What do you want to do, Carrie? So let's just go ahead. Let's go to the
executive
session.
Okay, let's go to the E session. Okay, I'll entertain a motion. We have a motion to move into executive session, a second by Council Member Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We will move into executive session and we'll come back when we're done and go over the rest of the agenda. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you so very much for your patience. We'll now move on with the next item on the agenda, which is to review the agenda for tonight's regular City Council meeting. Page 2. Page 3. We're waiting for Councilmember Richens. Oh.
He's okay. Not done with his remedial reading class.
That's right.
Anything on page 3? Page 4?
Anybody want to challenge the results of 5G?
Page 5? Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, item 6A.
6A.
I would like off consent, and I will share with you the many reasons why. 6A is, let's just get down the short of it. They want to change the lot side setbacks, and as we just discussed last Thursday morning, the new zoning ordinance will say 5 feet and 10 feet for a total of 15 feet, which is the recommendation from city staff for the new zoning ordinance. But this neighborhood wants to go to minimum of 5 feet with a total of 15, which means you could have 7 and 8 or any combination to 15 feet, which will limit what people can do on their lots in the future, is how I see this. So I think it's changing in the neighborhood from what, you know, our current city, well, even our proposed city standards will be to something else. So I'm not in favor of this change, so I'm going to be voting against it. So I wanted it off consent.
Okay. This is introduction tonight.
Yeah. But you guys have a
you want to pull it
that.
Off for introduction or
no,
leave it on consent for introduction? And then we'll have a chance to talk about it.
Yes.
Because I think you raised some valid points. This is an interesting case since this is really a revisiting or a renewal or a rebirth. How do you want to say it?
Well, it's coming back around.
That's far more technical than what I had. It's coming back around.
And this council didn't vote for that.
Right. So this predates us.
Predates even Councilmember Summers.
Okay. Is that long?
Yes, it was. Mayor? This was a...
No.
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Did you? Yeah. No, he
no,
was
I
here.
Don't, I don't
yeah. Know. It predates you. I remember I was at the council meeting. So, anyway, so, you know, we did not vote on this, but it's now coming around to actually build some homes, apparently.
Now, this is
970 still, of them, to be
is
exact.
It still in the county?
No. Oh, absolutely
it's
not.
Been annexed now?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I know, because when it first started out, it was in the county. It was in our planning area. I think when the case first went through, it was just our plan area, right?
Yeah. Correct, Mayor. We did the annexation and then the general plan change and rezoning pretty close together.
Hey, Councilmember Summers.
Mayor, do you want to continue this item? Is there any chance that the developer might come up with a solution? Because if we introduce it today and they have a solution we have to reintroduce, is it worth continuing?
I don't know. Let's ask Mr. Wesley. What do you think?
The alternative is just to stay with standard code, which is what they have now on that particular item.
Why don't we do this? Let's go ahead and just introduce tonight. We can always continue.
Correct.
As we have further discussion on it. But let's do that rather, because, you know, to pull it now or to continue now would probably be a little unfair to the applicant since we haven't told them that. But now that they are on notice, I'm certain they'll scurry on in here to find out what's going on because this will never be voted on until it's resolved.
But if it's, I'm sorry, Mayor, but if it's introduced and then there's a change made, then it has to be reintroduced. It might be fair to continue for 2 weeks and then let them scurry in that 2 weeks.
No, you made a good point. You're exactly right.
Just a quick comment. I mean, to me, it's a new built neighborhood, and people will buy in that neighborhood with the expectation of that's what it is. And, you know, it's not, if it was an existing neighborhood that you're making those changes to, yeah, but I mean, I think it's, the applicant needs to get the opportunity to defend their position also. They may want to keep what
weeks.
They have.
Yeah, and that's, I don't think 2 weeks is going to
hurt them,
is going to kill them. And Councilmember Higgins, since this isn't her district, has some valid issues that need to be addressed, and we probably should address them under that scenario where they have the chance to go and defend themselves and to talk about it. And it may be a non-issue, and it's, we're only talking about a 2 week delay.
And if that's okay with the councilwoman.
Yep. Sure, that's great.
27.
Yep. Okay, continue. If you would inform the applicant, so that's continued.
Till September 27th?
9/27. It'll be introduced on 9/27. Okay, thank you. Anything else on page 5? Page 6. Okay, reports on meetings or conferences attended. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Mayor, I'd like to report last night I attended the opening of the Mekong Palace restaurant at the Mekong Plaza Mall. And this Mekong Plaza is opening, I think, 5 to 6 new establishments this week, including a bakery and multiple restaurants. And Mekong Palace is the largest of the restaurants, and there were several hundred people in attendance there, including representatives from Congressman Mitchell's office, who's worked extensively with the Vietnamese community there. And it was a great event, highlighting really a successful redevelopment project in the city.
Thank great. You. And I was sorry I couldn't get there. I was a little bit under the weather, and sorry I missed it. But some exciting things going on there at the corner of Dobson and Main. Some great things going at Mekong and across the street and next door, and they got big plans for that area. Councilmember Summers.
Thank you, Mayor. I attended the my National League of Cities Finance Administration Intergovernmental meeting this week in Detroit. The main issue that came up was for this committee was, believe it or not, medicinal marijuana, which is an issue that we will be voting on as a state in November. The issue that was raised was an intergovernmental one, and that states are voting to legalize the medicinal use of marijuana. Yet it still remains a Schedule I narcotic subject to federal prosecution. And the issue is that cities are being caught in the middle between having to adhere to a state law and yet possibly violating federal law. And that's something that this council is probably going to have to address soon. The resolution from that committee was simply to ask the federal government to clarify whether this is a Schedule I or they're going to make some changes to it. So.
Thank you. Did I mention I was feeling under the weather last night? I was thinking about that.
Not legal yet.
Oh, okay. Anything else? Mr. Brady.
This morning.
Oh, I'm sorry? Oh, this morning. Yeah. Vice Mayor, why don't you go ahead and talk about that?
Yeah, several of us were at an event this morning for neighborhood stabilization where we're turning over property to Mark Center, but it was a milestone for the neighborhood stabilization program in that we have now rehabbed, I believe, 33 homes so far. We've committed all the money that we had thus far, but we also now, in the third round of the neighborhood stabilization program funding from the feds, we have been allocated another $4 million to proceed with the program and keep rehabbing. And yes, Councilmember Summers, fire sprinklers in the buildings.
You are so
just want to make sure we mention that. But a great event, and Mr. Brady has any more comments on that. It was a very significant event.
No, thank you, Vice Mayor and Mayor and Council. Thank you for those who were able to join us. It's a great event, great project. As you know, as you stood there today especially, you could really see the difference that it's going to make. And you could see the one we were standing at was complete, and we could look kind of down the street and see another one that was underway under the same program. And so I think it really is going to create a
not stabilizing our neighborhood, as we've learned today. We're going to enhance
the neighborhood. Right.
So that's, we're changing the HUD program to an enhancement program. But again, compliments to the staff who really took this one and ran with it and really did a great job. And we couldn't do it without our partners, and we recognize many of our community partners there, and I think that's made a big difference too, that we've been able to be the conduit to get them to do some great projects. The Mark Center was there today, and there are many others. And then, frankly, it's also, as I talked to the contractors there, this has been great for them. This has been, it's not an easy environment in that in the contracting business, the construction business, and there were two local contractors there this morning, and I think they do appreciate the opportunity to get out there and keep people employed in Mesa. So it's all good.
And this is now 19 units just east of Reed Park, between Broadway going down Hall. There's now 19 units that have been part of this program.
Yep.
Well, and the great thing is that, you know, number one, there's some of our sister cities who shall go unnamed who are celebrating the fact they may have gotten one thing done, and our staff committed to working the entire program, and not only did they get 33 units, but they are units that really made a difference, not only in individual families' lives. We put people into homes that they can afford and that they appreciate. We partnered with what I believe will be very, very good landlords, such as Mark Center, who will take care of the property. And the third thing is that we really have enhanced the neighborhoods and done it in a way that that private investment would not do at this stage. Now, I'm hoping that after we've primed the pump, that the private investment will follow, and I think we'll see that in the second and third stage, that the private investment will come in and pick up the slack and then finish what we have begun, because we can't do it all. But it was very, very good to see our staff work so diligently and to not only get things done, but to get it done in a manner that really maximized the benefit for the community and for the individual families. So thanks for bringing that up. Appreciate that. Okay, anything else? Mr. Brady, schedule.
Yeah, just two quick notes on the schedule. We have our next study session will be next Thursday, September 16th. Also that evening, District 2 will be having a Stronger Neighborhoods kickoff meeting at 6:30 p.m. at Porter Elementary School. So we're excited about that. Let me, while we have a chance, Mark, why don't you come forward, inviting Mark Hirschberg and some of his staff to come forward, Council. The annual Arizona Parks and Recreation Association conference was held recently, September 2nd and 3rd. And at this conference, awards were presented to individuals who excelled in the parks and recreation arena. And so we had three staff members who received awards. So Mark's going to recognize these individuals and talk about their outstanding contributions. Mark.
Thank you. Mayor, Council, Mr. Brady, thank you. Pleasure to be with you tonight. And always an honor as a department director to have an opportunity to brag about your staff. And that's exactly what we get to do tonight. With me is Mark Foote and Amy Manis. And as most professional associations go, there's a number of different special interest branches. And Mark and Amy are both members of the sports and aquatics branch. And Mark, who's been with the city for off and on for about 10 years now, was awarded the sports and aquatic branch new professional of the year award. And that was bestowed upon him for his dedication not only to the parks and recreation and aquatics field, but also for his service to the branch and for organizing events such as the APRA Swimmers Classic that was held at Keno Pool that hosted more than 650 swimmers this past summer. So, Mark, congratulations.
Thank you.
And Amy, who's been with the city for 27 years and started off as a lifeguard.
Wait a second. Didn't we have child labor problems when you started?
I was ready for that comment. 27 years, started off as a part-time lifeguard and now as a recreation coordinator in aquatics. Amy, this past year, served as the APRA Sports and Aquatics Branch Treasurer and has been involved in numerous other functions of the branch and was awarded the Outstanding Service Award by the branch. Congratulations, Amy. And not able to join us tonight, but who many of you know is Cindy Hunt, Recreation Supervisor, who's been with the city for 20 years. And Cindy was bestowed the Recreation Professional of the Year Award, which is the highest award given by the association, for her years of dedication and service, not just to the city of Mesa, but to the parks and recreation profession throughout Arizona. So again, congratulations to Cindy. And I think this is just a testament to the quality staff and the quality programs that continue to provide outstanding parks, recreation, and services for the residents of Mesa.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Great. Okay, we have a motion. Oh, no, that's because we have the meeting tonight. We don't do that. Okay, so we have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned for at least another 15 seconds.